Hello, I'm Ewan. In today's podcast, we'll be discussing the three branches of government, the legislative, executive, and judicial, in just 5 minutes. Now to talk about the legislative branch. The legislative branch consists of the Senate and the House of Representatives, which are referred together as Congress. The Senate seats 100 people, two from each state, while the House contains 435. The number of representatives per state is based on the population of that state. The Senate president is whoever is the current vice president. So right now, it is Mike Pence, but the soon-to-be president of the Senate is Kamala Harris, while the Speaker of the House is Nancy Pelosi, who is voted on by the rest of the House members. Both the House and the Senate are voted on by the people of the state by majority vote. Representatives serve for 2 years, and the senators serve for 6 years. One-third of the Senate gets voted on every 2 years. Requirements for running for a spot in the Senate include: you must be at least 30 years old, be a citizen for at least 9 years, and live in the state you're running for. Requirements for running for a House spot are slightly similar. You must be 25 years of age, have been a citizen of the United States for at least 7 years, and have residency in the state you're running for. Now that we have talked about requirements and some facts about the legislative branch, let's take a look at how this branch contributes to the government. The legislative branch can declare war and is responsible for forming laws. They also have the ability to remove the president from office, but this is a complicated process. First, the president must get impeached by the House of Representatives by a majority vote. Then the president is sent to a trial held by the Senate. If two-thirds of the Senate votes against the president, then he is removed from office. Now we're going to talk about the executive branch. The executive branch mainly consists of the president, the vice president, and the cabinet. The president leads the country and is elected through the Electoral College, while the cabinet and the vice president are appointed by the president, but must be confirmed by the Senate by a majority vote. The president is the one who nominates somebody to be in the Supreme Court if one of the 9 justices die. Then the Senate must confirm the nominee. The requirements for being a president are that you must be at least 35 years of age, be a natural-born citizen, and have had residence in the United States, in any state, for at least 14 years. You must meet the same requirements to be a vice president also. The president is appointed to office for 4 years, but can be re-elected once more after his term ends. The executive branch is in charge of signing or vetoing a law, but can't write any. Now moving on to the judicial branch. The judicial branch consists of the Supreme Court and other courts around the country. The judicial branch is in charge of enforcing laws and making sure they are followed by the people, or if something is unconstitutional. There are no real restrictions for being in the Supreme Court. The Constitution never clarifies who can be in the Supreme Court, so basically the president can appoint anyone they want. But since they also have to get confirmed by the Senate, it is highly unlikely that somebody who is obviously not a good choice to be in the Supreme Court will be appointed. Also, you serve in the Supreme Court for however long you want or until you die, and there are 9 justices. The person who leads the judicial branch is titled Chief Justice. Currently, the Chief Justice is John Roberts. To be selected as Chief Justice, he must pass the same requirements as getting into the Supreme Court, so be nominated by the president and confirmed by the Senate. Hey, if you have made it this far, thanks for taking the time to click on my podcast about the three branches of government and watch through the whole thing. Anyway, have a nice day and goodbye.